This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Takeaway from hour number one, by the way, we need to do a little follow-up on, as some call them, the Packer cartel, as well as whether or not cool would have any impact on that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that at some point in the future, but I made a note. I appreciate all the calls on that because we did end up on a particular topic. A number of topics came up, but... And we'll take note of all those and appreciate that very much. This hour, we have a little mini version of Trooper Talk with Minnesota State Highway Patrol officials coming in here at the bottom of the hour. And we start with a immigration 101 conversation on just exactly what President Trump's folks unveiled last week. Because I don't know about you, these things come about. You hear about, President Trump has a new immigration plan, and you hear a headline or two, and you hear somebody taking a shot at it, and it just goes away. You don't really get a chance to really understand, okay, how is this different? What is the deal? So we're going to give you that today on the program, and we're delighted to have Brooke Rollins back, who is assistant to the president for strategic initiatives. A chance to chat with Brooke when we were at the White House for... the Opportunity Zone event not long ago, and now we're going to talk a little bit about immigration. Brooke, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. So, first of all, what was the intent of the immigration plan laid out last week? What was the main reason for laying out this new idea?
You know, the president, as we all know, he's here for another couple of years, 4 years, and hopefully an additional 4 years. And we're swinging for the fences. I mean, we are trying to do everything we can to transform this country and turn it into really all of its potential, which is amazing. But what we realize is that while certainly the president has been completely focused on building the wall and securing the border, that there's so much more that needs to be done. On that note, so part of the plan is a really significant effort to secure the border once and for all, including building the wall, but not just building the wall. But then the second piece is when we look at the current legal immigration system, it is completely dysfunctional. The last time it was updated was 54 years ago, the last major overhaul. And so for today's economy and today's environment and today, it just doesn't fit anymore. And this is part of the problem, part of the reason we have such a dysfunctional system.
We've heard the word merit-based a lot more, so the update includes obviously a focus on merit-based. What is that? Explain how we determine merit.
So the really interesting thing is, and this president is hyper-focused on truly what we need to do to secure the border, to protect American wages, to attract and retain the best and the brightest from around the country, et cetera, strengthen our workforce. What we started to really look into, and the president became, actually he's known about it, but maybe not in these numbers, is that compared to peer countries from around the world, we only, of our green cards, of our legal immigration slots that open up every single year, there's about a little over a million of those. People can come in legally. Only 12% of that 1.1 million are based on employment and skill. Compare that to other countries like Canada, 63%, New Zealand, 57%, Australia, 68%, Japan, 52%. Clearly, our entire system is sort of flipped on its head. Instead, we have almost all of our current green cards. Almost the only way to get into this country under the current system is if you have a relative here, a cousin or a brother or a nephew. That's it. And so we want to change that. We don't want to take away the option to come for families, especially nuclear families, immediate families, husbands, wives, children will be at the front of the line. But that extended family, that's what's taking up almost all of our green cards today, and that's what we want to change.
How do these countries determine what they need in the way of merit-based immigration, and how would we do it?
You know, they use a point system, and this is very similar to what was discussed about a year or two ago with Senator David Perdue and Senator Tom Cotton's RAISE Act. And we took those ideas. We took the best of Canada and Australia and others that use a point system, such as, first and foremost, by the way, are you, you know, criminal records, you know, your health, et cetera. But then we added to that, do you have a special certification or a, you know, are you a Nobel Prize winner? Are you a scientist trying to cure cancer? Or are you very, you know, specialized in a certain vocation or certification that this country needs? So it's not just about the cancer scientist. It's also about a welder or a construction worker that has a special skill. There will be a point system under this plan that will allow you to figure out how you can get into this country. Part of it will include a civics test and understanding our amazing history in this country. Part of it will be whether how proficient you are in our language, in English. And putting that all together, that we can make sure that those coming in want to be Americans, they love this country, they know what this country is about, and they can succeed here.
And right now we determine who comes in based on quotas from particular countries. Is that right?
That's correct. And we, under this plan, that will be no longer. What's really interesting is, you know, we're getting a lot of pushback from the left who are saying, oh, this president is trying to, you know, keep out certain people that, you know, blah, 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 that look a certain way, trying to maybe paint the racist card a little bit. This plan could not be more different than that, because think about it. Currently, you basically have no chance to get into America unless you have a blood relative here. What we are trying to do is simplify the system so that if you are a child in Uganda or a child in Uruguay or name any number of countries around this world that don't see a lot of their citizens coming to America, we now are setting up a fair system, a simple system, a clean system that allows you, no matter where you're from, what country you live in, where you are in the world, you now know what it will take to get those points to get into this country. And we think that opens up to actually potentially an even more diverse population of immigrants coming in.
And there are some great stories out there about individuals that come here merit-based, might have a particular skill set that is unique and rare, come to an American company, help design a particular division, you know, expansion, whatever, that ultimately leads to hundreds of American jobs, right? So, I mean, it's a great feeder.
That's exactly right. And, you know, under this system, the way that our economists here at the White House have modeled it out, the average salary under the current system, if you're coming in under our current green card system, is around $40,000 a year. Under the new system, the average salary more than doubles up to in over $100,000 a year. So you think about what that will do to our welfare programs. We will have people that will be paying into the system rather than people taking out of the system that are coming into our country. And there's all, to your point, there's all sorts of research out there that for every doctor that comes in or for every engineer that comes in or for every scientist that comes in, they create an entire ecosystem of jobs and taxpayers around them that ultimately lifts up all of these, you know, communities around the country that really need that sort of workforce.
How will this new plan address something that I think is the craziest policy on the face of the earth? And that is the idea that, if you try to cross our border and you're from Mexico, you get turned right around. If you come from further away, El Salvador, home of MS-13, Guatemala, Honduras, and you come here, then you get to stay here. And if we don't have space for you, we release you 20 days into the – why can't we treat the Northern Triangle – countries just like we do Mexico or any other country that is up against our border?
That's exactly right. And this plan does just that. It makes the system more accountable. It makes sure that we're not releasing hundreds of thousands of undocumented illegal aliens into our communities. I'm from Texas. Those of us who have been living along in the border states for some time know this is a crisis, especially today, of epic proportion, and that the current laws that are allowing for that dysfunction and that, frankly, are incentivizing these people, many of whom just want a job and a better life and a chance at the American dream, are really being hoodwinked by the current system. We've got to tighten up the loopholes, tighten up the law, and make sure that those who are coming, that we are not releasing hundreds of thousands into our communities, that we're turning them around and sending them home in a quick, fair manner that's, you know, right and aligned with due process according to our Constitution.
Anything else, Brooke, you think that is worthy of more attention than it's got so far in the rollout of this plan?
Well, like all things here in Washington, you know, our work is to really, like I say, try to continue to make America even greater every single day. And I will say working for this president is such a blessing because there are many that would never want to touch this, that would, you know, say, oh, goodness, let's just keep the political side of this. But he wants to fix it. And it's not easy. It's probably one of the most intractable public policy issues of our time, of any generation, but especially of this time. But he's really, he understands America needs workers. He understands we need to protect the American worker. He knows we need to secure our border. And he's going to really spend some time and some leverage to try to get that done. So just really proud to work here and for him. And I'm great, very grateful for you allowing us to talk to your great listeners about all of this.
I hope there's a robust conversation surrounding the specifics of this in the upcoming election. No doubt about it. We need a national conversation about it and a lot of good old-fashioned common sense in the president's plan. Hope it gets some great attention coming up in the conversations related to the next election. Brooke, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'll see you and talk to you so soon. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Brooke Rollins, Assistant to the President for Strategic Initiatives from the White House today on the immigration plan. What do you think? Tell me.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Past the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about zero highway deaths. Zero. that a good goal? Make some good sense? I think so. I do. Minnesota has surpassed 100 traffic deaths already this year, but they are hoping to get to zero deaths. And the national seatbelt enforcement kicks off today, too, with 10 years of saving lives with the primary seatbelt law in Minnesota. A little different than North Dakota, so we're going to talk about that bottom of the hour. In the meantime, a nice chat with one of the president's top advisors on immigration. What'd you think? Let us know, 800-228-0550. CJ's here from DAC Diesel as well. He's getting ready for a brand new week of making things run, all things diesel, at the DAC Diesel World Headquarters in Bismarck there. You been road tripping much at all lately, or have you been staying pretty close to home?
I've been staying close to home. I have to get down to Hettinger, and I was going to do it last week, and I've had employees hurt, and I had one of my guys actually quit, but I've been interviewing other techs to get them in here, so it kind of puts a bind on when, you know, a guy's in demand and you're down one tech, so it makes it a little tough, but yeah, and the reason the guy quit is he had an injury that he just couldn't continue doing diesel mechanic work anymore, which is kind of sad. It wasn't an injury here. It was actually an injury that happened at the National Guard. He's in the National Guard. So it was kind of tough on the business, but, you know, it's one of those things you just kind of roll along, just roll with the punches. So
roll along, and sounds like you better get your application in if you want to work for a DAC Diesel and have a whole lot of fun fixing diesel trucks, tractors, semis, you know, the works. They do it all. Pickup trucks, yep. The whole shebang right there. Call them at 701-258-5011 to get on the docket and get things running again. Add a little torque to that tractor, whatever you're going to do. And you know somebody looking for work, tell them to call CJ. 701-258-5011. Darn right. Exactly. All right, sir, anything else?
No, that should do it, Scott. But, yeah, have a great week, and I guess I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good. DACDiesel.com, by the way. DACDiesel.com, the website, too, if you want to check them out. They do some really good work. All right, back on the program. I have a clip of President Trump on the immigration plan we were just talking to Brooke about from the Steve Hilton interview on Fox last night, which was pretty good. I promised I was going to play a couple of clips of that, so let's just roll a couple of those.
We have companies coming in here, as you know, by the dozens and by the hundreds, and big ones, car companies. Honda's coming in with $14.5 billion. We have a tremendous amount of very, very top of the line, and they're coming back. We need people. We need people. And our unemployment now is down to 3.6, and I think it's going a lot lower. We're doing really well. I want to make sure that anybody that comes into our country comes in through merit.
There's the merit, and she explained that well. Makes total sense. Who argues against merit? By the way, Nancy Pelosi last week did. She said, oh, a merit. What does that mean now? You need a engineering degree to be able to come into the United States of America? Well, no, you don't need one, Madam Speaker, but it would be nice if we need more engineers, that there is that pipeline. No, what they want is more voters. See, they look for the first skill is voters. Will you vote Democrat? Then you can come in. That's the merit base they want. We're doing a merit-based system. Yes, what is the merit, Madam Speaker? Well, if they vote Democrat, if they're a liberal, then we'll take them. You got more on Trumpster on E-Verify. We didn't talk about that with Brooke, but that's a good one. Roll that.
One thing that people have speculated about was that it might include E-Verify. Is that going to be in the...
So E-Verify is going to be possibly a part of it. The one problem is E-Verify is so tough that in some cases, like farmers, they're not equipped for E-Verify. I mean, I say this against Republicans. A lot of the Republicans say you go through an E-Verify.
All right.
Got to do something.
There you go. Do we have him on... the tariffs?
Yes.
I think I promised earlier a little bit on the trade talks and where things are at with the tariffs. Go ahead and roll that.
We pretty much had a deal. It was a strong deal, and I told President Xi, who's somebody I like a lot, but he's for China and I'm for us, right?
Right.
But I told him, I said, look, this can't be like a 50-50 deal. This has to be a deal. You're so far ahead. from presidents that didn't that allowed you to get away. This can't be a 50-50 deal. Anyway, we had a very strong deal. We had a good deal. And at the end, they changed it. And I said, that's okay. We're going to tariff their products.
So they did renege, and he said that a few times now. What would you have done? I know what I'd have done, for sure. Mike in Bismarck is waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Line. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, sir.
I just had one comment on your merit thing. The people coming in the country, the merit should be they live off their paycheck, not ours. That's what we need to settle down on. They get everything free.
Say that one more time. Go ahead.
The people, the merit that Trump's trying to do is, you know, Nancy Pelosi's making fun of them because they don't have this kind of degree or that kind of degree. What it boils down to is if they're coming to this country, they need to get a job and live off their paycheck, not all of ours.
Right. And if you have a family connection, that doesn't mean you're going to get a job, which the majority of visas have been. This way says you have a skill, you're good at something, and you're needed in our workforce, and they work right away. They get a job and translate to other jobs. So that's makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Mike?
It does, but basically they don't want a job. They want that free health care, that free check, and they don't want to do nothing.
Well, I think that depends on who you're asking and who you're allowing in. I think your point is if somebody is applying for a merit and they are in demand here, they're going to get a job. They're coming to work. They're coming to contribute, and they aren't going to be a burden. I think what Nancy Pelosi wants is people that are a burden because there's more voters for her. It's more people dependent on government.
Exactly. And who's paying for that? You and me?
Darn right we are.
So
exactly right.
How much longer can we pay for that? I mean, at what point does her argument run is for sustainability? It just can't happen.
Well, they don't care about that.
We're financially crippled already as a nation because of the overweight of people not paying their way.
Yeah, and then you suggest that it'd be merit-based, and all of a sudden you're racist, right? And you're racist.
Yeah, Mark. Right. That's how the Democrats like it.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Appreciate the call. You too. Well said. This is a texter. Our current immigration system is like 100 people showing up to use your hot tub without a towel, a sandwich, and a beverage. Yeah. That's a pretty good analogy. You know, sometimes we have calls of the day. I think that's the text of the day right there, isn't it? Our current immigration crisis is like 100 people showing up to use your hot tub without a towel, a sandwich, and a beverage. Yeah, that's exactly right, folks. That's why we need merit-based. We need a little change. Thank you very much. Texter says, can you ask the rancher who's convinced Senator Kramer's on the take because of how his business is being affected? Where is he buying his boots? Where are they from? Is he shopping on the proverbial Main Street or a big box store online? He needs to examine where he's spending his own money, says Margie. Thanks for sharing, Margie. Appreciate it. A lot of good comments today on What's on Your Mind. More after this, a little trooper talk. Don't go away.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Alabama, a manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed one police officer and wounded two others in a trailer park last night. It happened as the police were responding to a domestic disturbance in Auburn, and a police spokesman says of the suspect,
Grady Wayne Wiltz, a white male suspect who is 29 years of age, last seen armed and definitely considered dangerous.
President Trump raising some eyebrows with what appears to be a threat to Iran, tweeting late yesterday, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. People in the southern plain states could see even worse weather today than they had over the weekend. Forecasters expect thunderstorms could again spark some twisters and other dangerous weather. Ford says it's cutting 7,000 jobs by August. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Yeah, earlier today on the news they talked about the fears of teachers and students going into the schools in just the Fargo public area. Now, if we're bringing millions of undocumented students from different countries, I think they said 54 the other day, 54 documented countries that they've come to in the last year to the southern borders, and we're distributing them throughout the United States. That's just an increased burden that I've never heard about being talked about. We talk about the health care and everything else, but we do not talk about the amount of money that's going to be spent educating. English as a second language, foreign language, also the special ed and other educational needs. I can see that if we don't pay attention, we're going to have a lot of more problems than we're already talking about. That's about it.
You know, that's something I'd like to hear more about from your communities. If you're hearing about this, it has actually come up as part of the negotiations for the teacher compensation in Fargo, because evidently it's a big enough problem, and there's enough occurrences of this that teachers are injured by the students, biting, kicking, you know, whatever, and then if the teacher gets medical treatment or has to go to the doctor, it comes out of their PTO rather than being considered a workplace injury where it wouldn't go off their PTO. So anyway, they're dealing with that. But I was more surprised by the fact that it's happening that, you know, regularly. It's kind of a scary thought. But if it is where you are, maybe it's a Fargo thing. If it didn't happen anywhere else, I don't know. Let me know, because that's another one we can add to our list today of topics that we have brought up. All right. So next up, we do Trooper Talk on the program once in a while, and we're going to do a little Minnesota version of Trooper Talk today and talk about a unfortunate statistic, but also the kickoff of the National Seatbelt Enforcement that is going on right now with Sergeant Jesse Grabo. Minnesota's highways are safer because this guy's patrolling them. Jesse, nice to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to see the sun shining.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
And
no snow. We saw a lot of that this year on those sideways. My gosh. And also with us today is someone that is in charge of the Zero Toward Zero Deaths Program, TZD, Regional Coordinator Tom Nixon. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us in.
You bet. So, first of all, do I understand correctly that we have 100 deaths already this year in Minnesota?
That is correct. Unfortunately, we just hit that, and it's a milestone that you don't want to come across, but unfortunately it happens every year in Minnesota. It's just a matter of when. But again, that's what this program, this Towards Zero Death, is a part of. So when you hear about the different enforcement campaigns, whether it's click it or ticket, drive sober, get pulled over, it's about very much trying to prevent that very thing. And Tom can really expand on that with the whole program, how long it's been around and what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish with that.
And what's the average, I guess, of traffic deaths in Minnesota every year?
In the last 5 years, about 350, 360, somewhere in there is where we've hovered around. We've come down 42% in the 15 years the program has been engaged. but we've got room left to grow.
And toward zero deaths suggests, much like North Dakota's Vision Zero, that you're shooting for an ultimate goal of zero.
That's correct. Yeah, when we looked at how do you develop a core number on what you want to circle the wagons around, the goal of zero was the one that everyone kind of landed on trying to decide, well, is it 50, is it 100? Obviously, every family, if we looked around on who we care about, it's the number of people we want to see around, and we don't want to lose anybody. So the goal is zero, but we have incremental targets, things we try to reach every year and every 5 years to help us reach that goal ultimately.
Is it working?
Again, as I mentioned, about 42% reduction in the 15 years, and we have to look at it's the engagement of our partners, the community at large, recognizing that safety culture is something they want to be a part of, and any death on the roadway is unnecessary. So we're hoping that one of these years when we follow a holiday weekend, people will open the newspaper and not look at a traffic fatality as something expected to see on Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend.
So the toward zero deaths has been going on the entire 15 years?
Correct. Yeah, 2003.
Because if you said 350 is average and we're at 100 halfway, close to it, doing pretty good, right?
We're making progress.
Yeah. Might be below the average this year. Craig in Moorhead has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Craig. Craig, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Hello? Go ahead, sir. Yep.
I've been going to Minneapolis quite a bit lately, and I've noticed we're at 70. People are going faster and faster, starting around Barnesville all the way through, and it's like pushing 80. And then last week, there was somebody in the left lane doing about 68 for miles and miles and miles. I wanted to call 911 or something to see if this lady knew what the hell was going on. But what do you think about those two items? I'll hang up and listen.
Right. Well, definitely speed is the number one factor why people are dying on our roadways. Speed is the main factor. When it comes to the other issues, such as people just driving, whether it's too fast or too slow out there, I mean, all you can do is control your own vehicle, ultimately. I mean, it gets frustrating, but, I mean, look for your safe opportunities to pass or whatever it may be. Or if it gets to be something that it's so dangerous, then by all means report it. I mean, if it looks like, well, that's just it. Really, what's the difference between a drunk driver or a distracted driver? Because what are you're watching it as they're going down the roadway? Maybe they're sleepy. Maybe there's a vehicle mechanical defect or something on there. I mean, there can be a number of issues. But, I mean, if it's something that continues down the roadway and looks like it's going to hurt themselves or somebody else, by all means, call 911, then report that.
And is he right about the speed? I mean, do you find speeds down there towards Barnesville on?
It's everywhere out here. I mean, I cover a good portion of Minnesota, and we always see it. And especially now with the warmer weather, the sun. Now, here's another thing that we're going to enter is the 100 deadliest days of the year. And that's that time from Memorial Weekend, which is coming up, through Labor Day weekend. That's when we see an increase generally in the number of our serious injury and fatal crashes. And a lot of people go, what are you talking about? That's like the best driving of the year. Clear, sunny days, dry roads. You know, you're not dealing with snow, ice, that type of thing. But because I think it's part of that is it almost lulls people in that false insecurity. Like, oh, it's sunny and I can get a little heavier on the gas pedal. The foot gets a little, heavier on there. Well, guess what? When you crash, it becomes that much more violent. And the more violent it becomes, the greater risk you have of injury or death. And that's definitely the thing that we don't want to see.
Tom, you know, when you talk about toward zero deaths, speed is what Sergeant Grabo was mentioning is a big factor. Do you have any particular focus? I mean, is there one thing? Buckle up? Is it speed? Is it what's brought you the most success? Do you believe in bringing that number down 42%?
I think if we target one behavior, we don't reap as much of the reward. We have probably incrementally changed all of the behaviors that we have identified, at least somewhat, and that would be distraction, impairment, speed, and buckling up. And today, when we're kicking off this national Click It or Ticket campaign, we look in North Dakota and Minnesota at our belt use and where we think we can gain a lot of ground very quickly. We have high seatbelt compliance rates. If we think of, you know, the averages are 90s, 92%. I don't recall North Dakota's right off the top of my head, but I want to say it was in the mid-80s or maybe higher. I apologize if I'm wrong on that one. But still, most people hear that number and they think, well, most people are buckling up. They're right. Most people are buckling up. Where we're trying to change is that small fraction of people that have not committed to that change, and we can talk about a lot of reasons why they should, but nearly half of the fatalities are unbuckled. So when we put that correlation together, when people do get into fatal crashes, half the time they're not buckled up. So it seems to make sense if we can get people just to buckle up. A lot of the other behaviors, they should be controlled. They should do what was intended. But buckling up has a profound effect.
Has that needle moved since the primary seatbelt law was put in place in Minnesota?
Without a doubt. Yeah, and Jesse can speak to being in enforcement through that period.
Right, and that's just it. Having been in law enforcement now, State Patrol, for over 21 years, it's one of those things now, especially having this primary seatbelt law the last 10 years, we've definitely seen an increase in the amount of seatbelt compliance, which is great, but again, there's definitely room for improvement on that. So with that being said, I mean, it's just when you hear about the different enforcement campaigns, whether it's like the seatbelt kickoff, it's not about the number of tickets we write or arrests we make. It's really about trying to educate, to get this information out there. That's why we feel so fortunate to have the opportunity to just let people know, hey, what's going on? I mean, we're going to be blasting it out there over and over on our social media page, on the Minnesota State Patrol's Facebook page, any of these things where we can get this information out to get people aware so they're making smart choices each and every time they get in that vehicle.
And so when you're patrolling, you're looking for somebody that doesn't have the lap on, and you can pull them over for that.
Correct, yes. So,
does that happen a lot?
Well, yeah, as much as it can. And that's just it. With extra law enforcement out there, there's going to be approximately 300 agencies all over Minnesota that will be looking for seatbelt violations. And this puts, because a lot of times in law enforcement, we get tied up with a lot of other calls for service. It's just the nature of our work. So by putting extra officers out there, they can focus on traffic enforcement and seatbelt use. I mean, it just gives them the opportunity to provide this type of enforcement to hopefully get people, again, to wear that seatbelt.
You mentioned the kickoff. So, you know, extra enforcement, as Sergeant Grable was talking about, and also extra emphasis on buckling up, looking for folks. In other words, if I'm driving Minnesota this weekend, my chances are enhanced of being picked up if I decide not to wear my seatbelt.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, North Dakota as well. But that is the goal nationally. Click It or Ticket is a federally supported program. There's extra enforcement that is funded by overtime funds. So that there's extra enforcement out there, and everyone's looking for those seatbelts during this wave.
Questions or comments for these guys are welcome at 701-258-0550. Local telephone number. You can also text me at 701-367-2054 or send us an email as well. Texter says, I've got two speeds, real slow or real fast. Thank God for cruise control, otherwise I would be in big trouble. We're back into cruise control season now.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, this type of weather does help that, but just be aware of that too, because now what's the other season that we're dealing with? Construction season. Yeah. So you're going to come across a lot more of that. So just being mindful of that you're definitely going to have to make some adjustments. Memorial weekend too, very busy weekend, more traffic out there. May not want to use the cruise control as much depending on the congestion and where you're traveling on that. So just be aware of it, but cruise control is a great thing. Use good common sense when you should be using that.
Here's something I can't figure out. Maybe you guys can solve this for me. I can't go anywhere driving and not see somebody with their phone in their face, right? Sometimes literally sitting on the steering wheel. A lot of times you're at a stoplight. You want that person ahead of you to go. They don't go because they're looking at their phone, whatever, right? So there clearly is a lot more people that are connected to their phone than at any other time, sort of in the time I've been driving, for instance. But I don't see this giant spike in accidents. Right? I would think with that much more of that out there, you'd see a huge, and you've told us it's gone down, right? Now, maybe it could come down more. I mean, is it just people are multitasking well or what?
Well, here's one thing that we're seeing. Yet the number of fatalities in Minnesota are coming down. However, we do see an increase in the amount of distracted driving type activity going up. So that's a thing like, well, why aren't we getting towards zero? And I think a big part of it is distracted. And here's another, when Tom mentioned the fatal four, like seatbelt use, speeds, distracted driving, and impaired driving, those are generally the four factors. Again, we look at distracted driving saying, what's going on? Because there's still an unknown factor in a lot of these crashes. When we investigate them and somebody dies, what's happening? And a lot of it is unknown, and I think a lot of that can be attributed to distracted because we maybe are not able to prove that.
All right, we don't know, but what else happened? I got it. All right, short break, and Tom, if you want to weigh in on that question, we can do that on the other side of the break. Also, absolutely. Mike in Devil's Lake has a question, too. Others welcome, 701-258-0550, toll-free at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, brought to you today by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, support is very, very important. And support from folks that know spray application and know it well. And nobody knows it better than the folks at High Plains Apache. Those guys got it down. 2019 model still available. 4E Series Apache sprayers are great. New look with them, new features. Financing, leasing available on those as well. And they have some used sprayers too. Stop and see him in Mandan or call him at 663-2375. In Frontier, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60 or online at highplainsapache.com. All right, let's go to Mike in Devil's Lake for our troopers today on the program. We're doing a little trooper talk. We have Sergeant Jesse Graybow here, as well as Tom Nixon from the regional coordinator for the Toward Zero Death program in Minnesota. Mike, go ahead. You're up on the program.
All right. Well, good morning, guys. I would like to, first of all, thank you for your service and keeping us all in compliance and keeping people safe out on the roads. I do have a question. I am old enough to remember that a lot of the old classic cars that are cruising around in the summertime, when they were built, they didn't have seat belts. And then when the first seat belts first came out, they were lap belts only, and there was no shoulder belt to them. When it comes to dealing with those old classic cars, how do you guys deal with a scenario like that? Can you help me?
Well, that's a very good question. So what you're talking about here is some of those classic cars. And from 1965 on, every vehicle had to have a seatbelt in it. So, but what you talk about there, a lot of them were maybe just the lap belts. So, again, in Minnesota didn't get a seatbelt law until 1985.
Wow.
And, again, it wasn't primary. It was only secondary. You had to have another violation to stop them for, such as speed or some other type of moving violation. So now the primary seatbelt law came in 10 years. As come June, it'll be 10 years. But so when enforcing that type of thing, it does. I mean, that's something, I mean, I consider myself a bit of a car guy. So when you're dealing with some of those older vehicles, you look and you got to go, okay, there's, I mean, that requirement, like even some of the pickups from the 70s, I mean, they were just lap belts only. So, I mean, you don't see a lot of them, but it's obviously something that, you know, law enforcement needs to keep in mind when they're dealing with it. And there's times where you end up stopping a vehicle, you walk up there, and it's like, oh, lap belt only. You just kind of say to the person, well, you know, continue on, just keep being safe, that type of thing.
So, interesting. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Be safe out there, Mike, and thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Just a couple minutes left with our guest. Another texter wants to know, relating to a call that came in earlier about Minnesota, especially 94, traffic speeds. If you are, I'm trying to paraphrase this, but basically saying, am I okay going with the flow?
Well, that's what everybody wants. I mean, that's the magic question. How fast can I actually drive out there? I mean, I just tell people you got to drive, you know, what does the speed limit say? And if it's worse, such as snow, ice, rain, I mean, foggy conditions, whatever, you need to slow down and drive according to those conditions. So people want to say, well, if traffic's doing 80, should I do the 80? I say, all you can do is control yourself and control your own actions of what you're control of behind the wheel. So, again, I mean, does that mean, because I think some people, I've heard some people, they feel safe. If they're traveling in a pack, and like, oh, we're all doing 80, we're all doing 85. Are they going to? I've stopped up to 6 vehicles at a time. That's my, you know, I mean, and there's times out there where we'll be working with aircraft.
How in the world do you do that?
It's difficult, but again, one of the things we work with a lot of times is aircraft, too, and that helps, too, where we'll have a number of officers, you know, at certain areas. And so, again, traveling in packs doesn't necessarily make you any safer when it comes to that type of thing.
There's another thing I'd like to add to that, if you don't mind, is when you think of, I don't have a badge, so I'm talking from the driver's side and the educator side here. If you go exceeding the speed limit, you've given up your right-of-way. So if you're going just a few miles an hour over that speed limit, you know, they can find that through investigation of your vehicle. If you're involved in a crash, if someone pulled out in front of you and you were going exactly the limit, you may not be found at fault for that. Whereas if you're exceeding that limit, you've given up your right-of-way. You've exceeded what that driver should anticipate your speed is at their injunction. If they're going to be pulling out in front of you and you're going faster, so it's a risk. If you exceed that limit, you're also giving up some of your immunity to that crash.
That's a very good point. I mean, you look at it from a criminal charge or even a civil, you know, issue to come later, too. So
very interesting. During the break, you were telling me about something that is a interesting tool to get conversations going and maybe open a few eyes related to the value of wearing a seatbelt. It's called the seatbelt convincer. And folks in Minnesota might see this at events mainly with younger folks, right?
Our target audience are the 16 to 24-year-olds. What we want to see is those folks that are maybe not listening to the adults, me, talk about what they should do, and they need to experience it. So we have this seatbelt convincer that they get into a vehicle seat, they buckle up. It's a trailer, but they get on the top of this ramp, and they accelerate down to about 5 to 7 miles an hour and come to a sudden stop. When that sudden stop comes, we ask them, are you convinced your seatbelt did a good job for you? It's to convince them that what they need to do is buckle up every seat every time. And when we talk about buckling up, it's making sure that seatbelt's tight, all the slack is taken out, because if you come to a sudden stop, that seatbelt has to hold you in its place. There's a device in the receiver of that seatbelt that's going to shorten the belt so that you're positioned better for your airbags. All of those safety features, which we were talking about at the break, too, about you know, people's dependence on this and getting worse as drivers. We need to let it work to its full potential. So the seatbelt convincer is going to be traveling around trying to find those folks when they're not looking for us. And give them a chance to have some fun. It's safe. It's a good way to get some entertainment out of it.
Yeah, we were talking about the new technology available in cars today, you know, can remove some air from, you know, the driving process, but it also kind of makes you complacent.
It has been found to do that, where people are relying on that technology far too much.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, fellas, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for helping get the word out.
And remember, click it or ticket, 10 years of saving lives in Minnesota with the primary seatbelt law. The kickoff of the national seatbelt enforcement is happening, not just in Minnesota, but in many states. So buckle up. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.